Mini episode 933 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to the FDH Lounge. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with part one of our ranking of all of the episodes of one of TV's great comedies, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. We're borrowing from the flawless Dennis system to create six tiers, with S as the lowest and D as the highest. It's important to clarify that, of course, there are no really bad episodes of this show, just ones that we prefer to other ones, so even those that are lower on this list are not ones that we're crapping on. It's just that you can't rank 1 through 133 without having some that go down to 133. We were inspired to create this list when one of our great show contributors, Paul Pasek, called a list to our attention that had been produced by Deadspin, and like much of their work in the post-Will Leach years, it was clear that they just mailed it in. Sonny deserves much better than that. Whether you agree or disagree with our rankings, hopefully you will perceive that we put the thought into this project that the show deserves. We can't wait until season 13 of Sonny begins, but while we're on this long hiatus, here's our list. Today is part one, the first part of the S tier. Number 133, episode 10.3, Psycho Pete Returns, January 28th, 2015. A former serial killer turned boring reformed guy was a fairly thin stretch over the course of an episode. Number 132, episode 6.8, The Gang Gets a New Member, November 4th, 2010. As with Psycho Pete, the former associates of the gang seem to exist just to make us appreciate them more. Number 131, episode 5.11, Mac and Charlie Write a Movie, December 3rd, 2009. Some of the gang's fish-out-of-water adventures are better than others. As always, this one wasn't bad, but it was light on laugh-out-loud moments. Number 130, episode 6.1, Mac Fights Gay Marriage, September 16th, 2010. The Ponderosa family is great in small doses, but two consecutive episodes? A bit much. Number 129, episode 6.2, Dennis Gets Divorced, September 23rd, 2010. See episode 6.1. Number 128, episode 11.8, Charlie Catches a Leprechaun, February 24th, 2016. Charlie goes full-on Homer Simpson with his leprechaun fixation, and Dennis stages a few pointless but amusing road abductions that felt more like a series of sketches than an episode. Number 127, episode 10.7, Mac Kills His Dad, February 25th, 2015. The episodes with Mac's dad are usually among the very best, so his more limited participation in this one kept it from being as fun as it could have been. Number 126, episode 7.5, Frank's Brother, October 13th, 2011. Frank's backstory was really goofy, as was his brother, but you still gotta love I Made a Sandwich in My Mouth. Number 125, episode 9.4, Mac and Dennis Buy a Timeshare, September 25th, 2013. Every Sunny episode has at least some funny stuff, but Ben the Soldier is too one-note of a character to bring much to the show. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.